Stand to! Hello and welcome to another Watch Swift podcast. Myself, Andrew Glasgow, David Ankers and Mr. Matthew Potterkoe, who is this morning somewhat indisposed, isn't he, David?
Say hello to the listeners, Matthew!
Matthew Potterkoe!
Oh, wonderful. Now, what we've done this morning, following in our series of Life Peculiar to the Early 19th Century Soldier, or more specifically, Wellington's Peninsula Veterans, and as you may well know, we have been experimenting on what life was like. Recently, we have dealt with food consumption and patching of wounds and injuries, and this morning...
Quite well now.
Thank you, David. And this morning, we're dealing with another key aspect of life in the peninsula, which is dysentery. This morning, Mr. Matthew Potterkoe has agreed to take part in a very interesting experiment. David and I have mixed together a sort of concoction, a mixture of olive oil, milk of magnesia, Brussels sprouts, also something you got from a tin from your airway chapter.
Yes, the label had rusted over, rather, so right. We're not entirely sure
but
what it is.
But we think it was tuna. It certainly smelled fishy.
We certainly think it will have the desired effect. And yes. if you will listen to the campaign battle noises coming from slightly off mic in my WC...
Yes, they certainly are effective, aren't they? Anyway, we administered this concoction... to Matthew Potterkoe, and we're now getting the first of the results. And our idea is to see what it would be like for a peninsula veteran to march whilst he has dysentery. So we're just going to go over to David now. We can't bring the mic with us, so...
Matthew.
Just leave it there. That's okay. Matthew!
Matthew!
Matthew, are you okay?
What?
Are you okay?
Ah!
Well, things certainly seem to be flowing, don't they? right, I don't think we're actually going to be able to get Matthew to march... Across. Oh no, wait a minute, the door's open. Matthew.
It's open.
He's coming out. Johnny,
if you could try and put these bicycle clips
here,
on.
Take the knapsack. Yeah.
Matthew, it's coming out. Matthew, put the bicycle clips on.
Okay, if you could just march from this side of the room straight across there and off you go. It is a very noxious smell. Clearly, the Brussels sprouts are in there. You can smell that. The fish element is also there.
I think that's the worst of it,
I think so. Very good. That's quite messy, isn't it? So the smell is quite overpowering. And really, if you were an enemy, you would be able to trace and follow an army that was suffering from dysentery like this merely by following your nose. And in fact, that is where the phrase comes from. Follow your nose.
If you wouldn't mind going back.
Not on that sort of individual basis, you understand, not sort of follow your nose retrospectively, but sort of generically or in general, follow your collective noses to trace the army and find out where it had gone. And this is one of the reasons, of course, why dysentery was such a problem for any army, really, because the element of surprise would always be lost if they could smell you for half an hour.
Andrew, this experiment has to come to an end right now.
Yes, I can see that myself, actually. Do you have any floor mop? Listen, I would stay, but I agreed to meet my mother in town. Do you remember I said I have to be there by 12?
No, so, Andrew, this is a little naughty, isn't it?